Thanks again for subscribing to my bookstore blog, Books Not Found in Your So-Called Christian Bookstore, right? And that would be So Many Versions by Saki Kubo and Walter F. Speck. And as we sum up the last part of the New Jewish Version, page 121, this is just another way you can tell that a person does not have a Bible in their hand, but some new, dumbed down, revised translation. And this is what it says. The New Jewish Version represents an honest, unbiased attempt by world-renowned Hebrew scholars to put into current English what they believe the Hebrew text says. Nevertheless, it is not to be expected that all of its renderings will find favorable acceptance even among Jews. The translation begins. And again, this is how you know if somebody's not using a Bible. The 1769 King James Bible is God's perfect words. When God began to create the heavens and the earth being unformed and void, with darkness over the surface of the deep, and a wind from God sweeping over the water, God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. And in case you didn't know, because they don't tell you in this great book called So Many Versions, they don't tell you what verse this is, okay? It's in Genesis 1, 1, 1, 2, and 1, 3. Okay, I'm going to tell you what verses these are. And the first verse will tell you exactly if they have a Bible or not. This is the 1769 King James Bible. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. Okay, heaven is not plural. There's only one heaven and one earth. Okay, do you get that? In their translation, they have multiple heavens. Okay, verse 2, "And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters." Notice, there is no Spirit of God in their dumbed-down translation. It's a wind from God. And then 3, "And God said, let there be light, and there was light." So you have a wind from God, and you have multiple heavens, okay? And then they continue to say this, "The complicated sentence of 3 verses has displaced the 3 simple sentences of the traditional version. The temporal clause with which the account begins is a possible rendering, but not the only possible one. Though found in other modern versions, such as the NEB, and advocated by competent scholars, it is still debatable. Even more debatable is the rendering 'a wind from God sweeping over the water,' rather than that of 1917, 'the Spirit of God hovered over the face of the waters.'" So again, I'm going to leave you with that, and we will continue next month with a new translation. But basically, this blog is dedicated to giving you insight on how to spot someone who is not a Bible believer and who is not using a Bible. Thanks again. More next month.